There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
A most remarkable and informative speech was given in Palm Beach, Florida last November. The speaker was David Horowitz, a former Marxist agitator who probably better than anyone else is able to analyze and refute the strategy and tactics of the left. Horowitz has made it his mission to challenge the incredible left-wing and Marxist professors who control colleges and universities and impose their radical views on impressionable college students. In this rather sensational speech, David Horowitz described some of the far-out professors who teach that America is the great Satan, that terrorists are really freedom fighters, or that Red China's butcher Mao Zedong, who killed 70 million people, was really a great leader. Horowitz told how college professors regularly teach the class war, which is the main thesis of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. The theory of the class war is that most people are oppressed because of race, class, or gender. Horowitz described how he and Ann Coulter and Michelle Malkin are physically attacked or threatened when they lecture on college campuses. There's not much hope for a change in the bias of U.S. universities in the near future because the left-wing professors enjoy tenure. That means they cannot be fired. And they control all the hiring committees, so they hire new professors with the same left-wing bias. Horowitz's solution is to demand intellectual diversity in colleges and universities with fairness for conservatives and Christians by promoting an academic bill of rights to be adopted either by university trustees or by student bodies or by state legislatures. The purpose is not to dictate any course of study or ideology, but to demand real academic freedom. It's a very important development that Horowitz has started a national movement. Now, almost every university in the country is discussing his academic Bill of Rights.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says nothing can do more harm than a city feller on a farm, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. We have now been on the air over 13 years, and it was probably not quite 13, but a long, long time ago. I would say maybe we were in our second or third year when I met Byron Dale. Byron Dale was a Dakota farmer for a while. He had some little problems with the authorities there over some financial problems. And he has written the book, Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture. And Byron and I have been good friends for a long time now. We have sold hundreds and hundreds and maybe thousands of your books, Byron. I have no idea. But it's just good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Oh, it's sure good to be back, Derry.
Can you remember when you first came out here? In fact, you were out here. You visited us here at the studio and out at the farm.
I don't remember when it was. No, it was. It was after. I can't even think of the name.
That's Mary Jo Smith was
here.
Yeah,
Mary Jo Smith that had called me. That was so cute because she called me and said, "Byron, are you for real? Do you really know what you're talking about, or are you just another nut?" And I said, well, there's nobody can decide that but you for yourself. So she invited me down to make a few speeches and visit with him so she could have a good chance to look me over. And she definitely decided I knew what I was talking about and I wasn't a nut. And that's when I met you. She took me over
right,
to you.
Right, right. And we've had you on the air many times since then. And like I said, your little book is no doubt a bell ringer. It, the main thing about it is so easy to read. I mean, any kid that's in the sixth grade that has any common sense at all can read this thing and know what you're talking about when you talk about the money supply. Now, I talked to Byron earlier this morning, just for a few minutes, and he was telling me his net worth statement. You know, all of us that have sat down in, I call it the sweat box. When you go to the sweat box, that's when the banker calls you in, and you go into that little room, and they close the door, and he says, now let's get out your net worth statement. And your net worth statement tells you how much you owe, how much you have, and actually, if they cashed you out today, what you'd be worth. Why don't you give us your net worth statement as of today, Byron?
Well, how this came about, Derry, I know the president of the Minnesota Senate pretty good, and he's a banker. And so I went down there one day, and I met him in the elevator, and I said, "Say, Senator Metzen, I'd like to get a loan from you." And his eyes kind of rolled, and there was another woman in the elevator, and her eyes kind of rolled. And so that we opened the door, and we got out, and we walked along, and I said, "Well, really, I really don't want a loan. I just want to give you my financial statement and ask you a few questions." And he said, "Well, go ahead." So I said, "Well, my total worth is $38,000. And I, at this present time, I have indebtedness, written down indebtedness, of $44,000, and I have unfunded obligations that I've obligated myself to that's coming up of $46,000, and my total money supply at the time is $6,800. And I was wondering if I could get a loan from you to fund the $46,000 that I got coming up." And he turned at me and he looked at me funny and he said, "Well, heck, you're broke already. How would you get another loan?" So then I handed him this sheet of paper that I'd worked up that I have had confirmed accurate. And I said, "Well, now if you turn that thousands into trillions, that's the financial statement of the United States of America." And when I left him, he was still standing there looking at it, looking and looking at it.
But the government gets all the loans at once, does it not?
Well, apparently. I just heard yesterday that by October they're going to have to raise the debt ceiling or they won't be able to pay any of their bills.
You know, I'll never forget Jimmy Cotta when sorry, Jeff, I hit the desk. I keep hitting this stupid, shiny cantankerous.
That's all right. I was laughing at your Jimmy Carter impersonation.
Cotta? Jimmy Cotta. Yeah. I was down to, I have my picture taken with Jimmy. I really do.
Oh, yeah?
In the White House, looking out at the Rose Garden, for whatever that's worth. But anyway, that was a long time ago. Now, back to Jimmy. I remember when he raised the debt limit.
Mm-hmm.
And he smiled real big, and he says, "Well, now that takes care of that." And I thought, "Well, you big dummy, that isn't going to take care of anything. That just makes it worse." I like the cartoon. You have a cartoon in here. I turned right to it. The bank wants this couple there and a little mouse hiding in the corner watching. The bank wants to lend us another $3,000 so we can get out of debt.
That's exactly the way it works.
So.
And that's exactly what the federal government does, is borrow some more money so they can keep going.
Now, you know, we've been talking about something here for the last few days, and I've done I didn't do any research at all. A wonderful lady in Kansas sent me a 1988 copy of the report from the Fourth World Wilderness Conference. And let me just read a couple statements out of this. The world World Wilderness Congress held this meeting. There was 1,500 people there that were environmentalists, the greeny weeny types, from 60 countries. And then they had some international bankers there. I'm not going into the detail on the thing, but Secretary of Treasury James Baker was there. The Rothschilds were there. And they're talking about starting a World Conservation Bank. Now, remember, this is in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be similar to the Federal Reserve Central Bank. The collateral is going to be derived from receipt of wilderness properties throughout the world. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Derry Brownfield Show.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Byron Dale. He has written the book Down on the Farm, an economic news for agriculture, but people, it does not have to be agricultural news. This is what's happening to not only agriculture, but to businesses, small businesses, larger businesses, and lesser the multinational corporations. That makes a difference. But to the general public out there that gets deeper and deeper in debt every day. I'm going back to this World Conservation Bank for just a moment, Byron.
Mm-hmm.
The collateral, this is a world thing, the collateral being derived from the receipt of wilderness properties throughout the world. And they're talking about how this meeting took place back in 1988. Some of the world leaders, Secretary of the Treasury was James Baker, and he made the comment in a speech at this meeting that the international bankers are no longer going to just loan money. They're going to have to collateralize those national debts. And not only here in the United States, but in 88, we didn't have nearly the debt we have now. They were talking mainly then about Brazil, some of these other countries. They wanted their wilderness areas. Brazil has this whole Amazon region that they can put up as collateral. What this amounts to is these banks are going to own all these heritage areas around over the country, and now we have a lot of them here in the United States.
They're going to own everything. In fact, they all don't already do if you want to really understand it, because they hold a mortgage on everything in the world.
All right. Now, you said that. Let's say somebody has their mortgages all paid off.
Are they still going to be able to collateralize that land as a national debt?
Well, they already have, because your taxes, all your property taxes and everything are based upon your land. And if you ever fall behind in them taxes, the state comes out and takes your land, don't they, or your house or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, that's
I'm with you on
when
that.
When the state issues bonds, that's what they put up collateral is their taxing power. The power to tax your property and tax this and that and everything else. And if you ever fall behind on them taxes, they take the property.
All right. Now, what's going to happen with the United States here? You say the United States has a net worth of $38 trillion. You wonder how they came up with that.
Well, I don't know. I just took those figures off David Walker's. He's the Comptroller General of the United States. His speech, and I run it by. There's a guy I know pretty well down the legislature. He's an economist and a lawyer. He works for the Legislative Advisor's Office, and I run this by him, and because I knew he'd read that report too, and I know he keeps up on some of this stuff. We've talked a lot. And he said, yeah, he would say that was pretty accurate. So, and that's where I got my figure from. Everything I can come up with, that comes up pretty close to what I can come up with.
Okay, the outstanding debt in this country is $48 trillion, unfunded liability $64 trillion, but the money supply is just $6.8 trillion.
Yes,
so
that was last February, gotten directly from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York City.
Okay, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back. But it's hard to sit in a sweatbox with those kind of figures and ask for more money, isn't it? Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
And we have returned. Byron Dale is with us today. He's written the book Down on the Farm. We have sold gobs and gobs of copies. We've been doing it for over 10 years. And we still get requests. And I tell you what, it ought to be in every school library. It ought to be in everybody's living room. Because, and it's just a little paper-bound thing. It's what? Let me look at the back of it very quickly. 116 pages. But it's big print. It's bold print. You can read it in a couple, 3 or 4 hours. It's simple. And it explains this whole system of how we have a fiat money system that our money actually... What's it? All right, I'm going to ask you, Byron, what's it worth?
Well,
I'm talking about a dollar bill.
Whatever you can get for it.
I'm talking about a dollar bill.
Well, it all depends. You know, we can't talk about the worth of the money except in, because now if you want to go to the people who issued it as a IOU and ask for payment, it's absolutely worth nothing. And I know that for a fact because I have one that says right on its face from the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis it will pay me X number of dollars. So we sent them a letter and said, well, we want to be paid in dollars on this thing. And, you know, we don't want to argue with you what a dollar is, so send me the statutory definition of the dollar along with your payment. And whatever it is, well, I'll accept it, and that'll be that. And they just sent it back, and so we had another one with a little bigger denomination. And so we sent that down, and they wrote us back a letter this time, first time they didn't even do that, and said, well, we just don't do that. If you want to buy something, if you want something real with that, don't come to us. Go down to any store, and you can buy it. So we can, the money's worth something because you can buy anything in any place with it. But when it comes to honoring the promise that it's what it is, it's an, the bills and the currency and the money we use is an IOU from the banking system. And they will not honor it. It's absolutely worthless when it comes to asking them to pay for it.
All right, and, now they used to honor it because when we had silver certificates and gold certificates, you could take it to the bank. That dollar was as good as gold. So
absolutely, but it isn't anymore. But it still, by law, is supposed to be paid by lawful money. Of course, they won't define what that is. In fact, today you can't even get a definition of the word dollar. There is none. They won't. I mean, we asked for it, and actually we sued the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis in small claims court, and we lost the case because they said we had made a claim for which no relief was available. In other words, there was no way that they could satisfy our claim to relief, and of course I disagreed with that too because they own a building downtown that I'd been Minneapolis. I'd been glad to take the ownership of. I mean, that's what they do to you and I. If we can't pay our promise to pay, they come take our property, don't they? But of course, you know, they're all tied into the government. And it was kind of cute when I started it because I went over here to the local courthouse to file it, and the girl said, "Well, you can't file sue the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. That's a government agency." I said, well, I don't think it is, but I don't want to argue with you. So if you'd be kind enough to take the money and file a suit, and if they send it back to you and say I can't because it's a government agency, well, here's my phone number and stuff, and I'll come right over and pick it up and get my money back, and that'll be the end of that, and you and I won't have to argue about it. She says, sounds good to me. And, of course, they're not a government agency, and I can sue them in an individual right in small claims court in Minneapolis, which I did, and we went down there and join suit with them. So, you know, it's not, you can't look at it what your money's worth. You got to look at it what it's doing to you. And what it's doing is putting all us, every one of us, deeper and deeper in debt. Every generation has to get deeper in debt than the last one to keep this system going.
Why now, why don't you explain that a little bit as to when all the money is borrowed, but the interest is never produced.
Well, you know that. If I went down and bought a, you know, you say you manufacture a certain pen in your office with your name and address and your radio show advertisement on it, and you're the only one that makes them. So you come down, and I say, man, I like that. And you say, well, Byron, I'll glad to loan you one, but, you know, next week I want you to bring me two back. Well, wait a minute. Where am I going to get it? You're the only producer of it. You're the only one make it. And you got a patent on it, so if I make one like it myself, well, you can put me in jail for it. So, well, wait a minute. The only way I can get another one is I've got to find somebody else you've loaned one to. Well, if I get that from them, yeah, I got it. Now I have pens, and I can get enough to pay you the debt and maybe even more. But then somebody else has the debt for the pen and no pens at all. And that's the way it works in the monetary system. And, of course, when you borrow the principal, that's all that's created with every loan is what you borrow. As soon as the interest kicks in, the debt grows. Time and interest makes the debt grow, but it never makes the money supply grow. So, therefore, the debt grows, and if I take the principal and pay it back, that money's extinguished. But to get the money to pay the interest, I have to get somebody else's borrowed money. So the debt does not get extinguished. I pay the interest, and the guy that gets it can use it and buy something with it. But the debt never gets extinguished. It only gets moved over to somebody else, and now they have no money, and they're paying the interest. So the debt just grows and grows and grows. And this is where I built a chart from. And In 1990, the total outstanding United States debt, now this is total household debt, business debt, everything, was $13 trillion. Okay, and I went through and I got all the government wages and everybody's wages and everything and figured it out. And that debt is going up so fast, and it's even going faster now, and the wages have gone down. But I figured that out. If it went the average rate from that has from 1990 to 2004, by 2016, the debt would be so large at just 6% interest that interest alone would be $1 billion greater than everybody in America's income.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
It's showtime at the Missouri State Fair.
You know, if I could have whatever I wanted, I would have a mile-long carnival with tons of fast rides and roller coasters and one pass that would let me ride everything.
Hey, kid, wake up! Just go to the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia. You'll find a mile-long carnival with rides and games for everyone. With the unlimited spin daily deal, you get unlimited carnival rides for any one day for just $25 at break time stores. Even bigger is the big ticket, which gets you admission into the fair and unlimited carnival rides for all 11 days. It's only $55 if bought in advance at participating Lowe's stores and $60 at the fair. Unbelievable? Believe it, but it's only at the Missouri State Fair. Check out all the deals at mostatefair.com. Where else can you have so much fun? Only at the Missouri State Fair, August 9th through the 19th in Sedalia. It's showtime!
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, steel span buildings can solve your storage needs. And more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this building.
It went together very easily, and I'm just so thankful to have a good building, and it doesn't leak, and the birds don't have a place to roost in there, and it's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and corn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou. Don't miss out on my 50 by 50 August building special for $8,600. If you're looking for a bargain, this is it. Call me for details at 800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, the one who says it can't be done should never interrupt the one doing it, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Well, what can't be done, and kind of listening to that bumper a little bit, it can't be done. There's no way that we can use the monetary system that we have today and ever get this country into a... what I want to say, in the black as far as the books are concerned. Is that right?
It's impossible. In fact, it won't be just a country. It won't be in In fact, I had a there's a legislator here in Minneapolis that her occupation is economist, she said, and I met with her the other day, and we got into all this, and we got to talking about all the money we borrow from China, and it's amazing how much we do, and basically the only way we can even pay that or do anything with that is they got it sooner or later and buy our property. So we got to talking about it, and I said, well, doesn't that concern you that one of these days they will own the mortgages on your house and they could just walk in and say, get out, because we want out of a Chinese family. We'd like to live in this house now. There's lots of them that'd like to have this house, and you don't own it anyway. You've already sold it through your mortgage, and we bought your mortgage. And people just get shocked that these things could actually happen, but it could and it might. You know, if they ever want their money, there's no other thing we can do but just give them the property. There's no money to give them, because all you can do is give them another IOU.
All right, now, this just came across my desk this morning. Our good friend, the Secretary of the Treasury here in the United States, Henry Paulson. I don't know if you saw that this morning or not, but he was asked about the subprime mortgage problems that we had. You know how they loaned this money that people couldn't pay back. And I can't imagine why people would even sign a mortgage note like that, where they knew, you know, you buy this house, nothing down, you've got 3 years of no interest. Then what happens? Okay, those subprime lenders have, a lot of them, gone out of business now. Okay. But he said the fallout is largely contained, and that the global economy now is as strong as it has been in decades. Now, I don't know what the global economy is. He's not talking about China, I don't guess, because they do have a pretty strong thing going there right now. But what about the rest of the world? Where is our global economy? Is the money system any better in these other countries than it is here in the United States? Dale, is the euro any better than the dollar?
It's the exact same thing, only it's not even backed by an army. At least backed by an army, although army that soon won't be any good, because a nation that can't produce its own resources, and we don't have any factories hardly left in this country or anything else, soon can't fight a war either, because they, you know, if, for example, if we got a war with any of the countries that manufacture this stuff, like China, if they shut off their imports to the United States, we would not have any clothes or anything in any stores in the United States, or very, 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 very few. And people don't really realize what kind of a mess we're getting into, and you can't even hardly get them to think about it. It scares them so bad when you get them to think about it, they turn white and walk away. And that's got to change. I'm telling you, this thing isn't something that you're just going to turn around and ignore, because one of these days it'll bite you in the, you know where.
I saw just today, I got another email from a person in Kansas that had been over into St. Joseph, Missouri. St. Joe's right on the Kansas-Missouri line. And they went into the Walmart store, and they said they have a Mexican flag hanging there. Now, it's legal. It's hanging under the U.S. flag. Mm-hmm. But at least there's a Mexican flag hanging there in Walmart, or at the door, whatever. I don't know where it was. They didn't send a picture or anything. But the global economy, the way I see it, most of the rest of the world, look at all these South American countries. Now, here's another thing, and I'm not sure how this works out. What do you know about Venezuela and Hugo Chavez?
Well, I've heard different reports. I have a friend that has people that work for him in New Jersey that, does landscaping, and he has guys from there, that work, and they basically say all they did for this and this down there. We get negative news, but they say all they do, they understand what this debt's doing to us, and they're trying to do something about it.
Yeah, he
of course,
got
we
it.
Never hear it that way. We always hear that he's what a bad man he is.
Yeah, and this is why I think why we are told he's such a bad guy.
Yeah.
And he may be a dictator. I don't know. I have no idea. I do know that he kept us out of the free trade agreements of America. He certainly did that. But let's go back to this World Conservation Bank again, the collateral being derived from receipts of wilderness properties throughout the world.
Yeah.
You know, most of the wilderness properties are not here in the United States. I think we only have like 30 heritage areas. They have hundreds of them in some of these South American countries. Now, Hugo Chavez, the best I understand, paid off his debt to the international bankers. Did he not, or do you know?
That I don't know for a fact, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I think he did.
They've got a lot of oil revenues, and if they did it right, and but see, every country that I know of, and in fact, this I know for a fact, and I've seen the writing on this, like in Bosnia when they had the big war, the first thing they did after they got, you know, the right people drove out and the people they wanted back in power, the first thing they did is put in a central bank. I know for a fact that China, about 15 years ago, put in a central bank patterned exactly after the Federal Reserve Bank system. So their economy can't be getting good. It can be kind of like ours was, you know, 40 years ago or 50, because, see, we send all this, you know, all the money over there to buy the imports, but it don't go to the Chinese people. It goes to the central bank, and then they create the money, and the Chinese people have to get deeper in debt in order to get their money into circulation so they can be paid in their money.
Okay, speaking of China, Westinghouse has just gone over to China. They have finalized a $5.3 billion contract to build four nuclear plants in China.
Yeah.
And transfer technology from its newest reactor design to the Chinese.
Well, didn't Chrysler just make a big deal with them to make have the cars made in China under the Chrysler name and then start selling them in Mexico?
I'm not sure about that. I think
just heard that over the news, too, the other day.
Okay, but here they're building nuclear plants over there,
yeah,
and then transferring our newest reactor designs, giving them all this information.
And, of course, the global economy, if you look at it, what they're talking about, all these big companies that now are global, you know, in other words, they manufacture the stuff at the cheapest place and sell the most of it at the highest place, well, yeah, they're doing good. That economy is really good. But we can't be having a good economy in our country because our wages are constantly going down, and the price we buy is going, the things we buy, the gas and everything else is going up a little all the time. So that's constantly putting a squeeze on us, and that has to happen every place in the world because that's what debt money does. Interest draws a wedge between raw retail prices and labor prices and finished prices. It has to happen in every country that uses debt money. Money that's loaned into circulation is what debt money is. And all countries are run with that kind of a system that I've ever read about, because they all have a banking system that creates the money instead of the government or anybody else, and they only loan it into circulation. And so the squeeze has got to become in every place, but those at the top, and that's what your Dow Jones average is only the top 30 companies that they list. If you fall out of that range, you get knocked off and somebody puts in. So obviously, if you take the top 30 companies of the entire world that's worldwide doing business, like I just said, buying everything in the cheapest place and selling it in the highest place, they got to have a good economy. And that's what they say, the world economy is good. Because it's good for those companies that's the biggest. Just like today they announced that some big news outfit bought out the Wall Street Journal. So they're just combined more and more, and they own more and more and less hands.
Was it Wall Street Journal or Dow Jones that they bought out?
Both.
See,
both. I don't think it was the same company. I don't know. I don't remember that for sure.
I think Dow Jones is owned by, Wall Street Journal is owned by Dow Jones, which is a company, by the way.
Well, then that may have been that. Now, I heard it both ways, and maybe it was just the Dow Jones part of the Wall Street Journal. But I heard it over the news this morning, and I was sure that the Wall Street Journal was sold.
It could very possibly be.
And I may not be, you know, I'm working on a new book, and I'm sitting here typing and just have the typewriter or the TV in the background, and once in a while, you know, I don't pay much attention to it, and so something like that piques my interest, and I may have missed the fact that it was just the Dow Jones instead of the Wall Street Journal. I knew it was, I thought it was both, you know, they sold both departments.
Could very well be. I don't know either.
I
got my information the same way you did. I heard it on the newscast while I was driving home or something to that
effect. Well, there you go, see.
I'm going to tell our listeners how very quickly they can get down on the farm. They need to read this before they get your new book. And it's all about our economy and how we got to where we are. Now, it's kind of funny here. There's the music again. But you've got a picture of a pickup truck here, $2,500 in 2000, or in when was that? In when you did
23, I think.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Then you've got it. Now you've got it marked up to $28,000. Hey, you're still $10,000 off.
Well, it's way. That was in 98.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
And we're back. I was just about to tell you about the time. But how you can get a copy of Byron Dale's book, Down on the Farm. We've been in business now 13 years, and we are still selling the Chronicle for the same figure, $24.95. We've been doing this now for this many years, and the mailroom has just gone up and up and up and up and up. So we're going to have to add an extra dollar or two to Down on the Farm. I think originally we sold it for $10. Today, we can put it in your mailbox for $12. Simple as that. So just send $12 check, cash, or money order to Common Sense. Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Dale, I was looking at the book here. You're talking about borrowed money again. The farmer has to borrow from the bank to put in his crops. The wholesaler has to borrow from the bank to buy from the farmer. The retailer has to borrow from the bank to buy from the wholesaler. The consumer has to borrow from the bank to buy from the retailer. It seems like nobody can manage their money.
That's an actual conversation I had with a banker from California in the pool and motel in Mobridge.
So
we got to talking about that, and that's exactly what he said. He just seemed like nobody can handle his money. And I said, well, you know why that is, don't you? And he said, no. So I explained to him, well, it's because banks create all the money as loans.
You know, I brought this up. I used to do a good bit of speaking for bankers. Hey, Jeff, I can hear talking in the background someplace. Is that on your end, Byron, or is
that?
I don't think so. It's bleeding through. You're getting some conversation somewhere. But
it's got to be coming from you. It couldn't be coming from here.
No, I don't think so either. I don't know what Dale's our engineer's in there. And you know when the engineers show up, you. Something back and forth I just heard in the headset. Somebody said something was back and forth. Okay, let's move along very, very quickly here.
Well, not only that, Darryl, you need to check because I'm hearing two different commercials at the same time when you guys go on break.
Can he do that, Jeff?
And that
he said he's hearing two different commercials at the same time when we go on break.
When we go on break, that's what's happening. I hear two different commercials.
I don't know. Hey, we used to have some old-fashioned stuff here that worked, but now we have gone technical. And all this technology, I'm waiting for the Chinese to shoot down some of those satellites we've got up there. You know they shot their own one down, didn't you?
Yeah, they had to make sure it worked.
Yeah, they said, hey, look here, the rest of the world. We shot our satellite down. I'll bet you what. I'll bet we can get the rest of them, too.
Well, of course they could once they learn how to once you learn how to shoot your gun, you can shoot one thing just as good as you can another.
Okay, when we come back, I want you to talk about the Chinese and their land mass.
Okay.
Let's take another break. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose again Tuesday on a weaker dollar and $77 oil prices. Gold closed in New York up $3 to $667.20 an ounce. The Commerce Department reported core consumer inflation increased by just 0.1% in June, the lowest level in 3 years. Stocks cheered, but we who eat and drive suspect that inflation stats may be rotten at the core. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now, toll-free, 1-877-703-2193, 877-703-2193.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
The truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. We are in the home stretch here. I just told our listeners, and I'll tell them very quickly again, how they can get Byron's book, Down on the Farm, which you don't have to be a farmer to understand this. This has to do with anybody anywhere that has ever had to borrow money to buy anything. It explains it so very clearly that literally a child that can read, one that doesn't go to public school. If they're homeschooled, they'll understand this, no problem. Okay, now, let's go to your new book. What are you didn't tell me about your new book. What are you writing?
Well, I'm just writing, it's kind of the same thing, but a lot more in-depth and covers more things, and I've worked on a really big flow chart that explains exactly how the system works with actual charts that make it work and different things like that, and I put in it. But let's get down into this land thing, because I hear a lot over the news lately about, you know, all the trouble we're having with food they import from China and how much of it they're doing and, you know, all this stuff. And so I got curious one day, and I went on the Internet, and I looked up how much land mass China has and compared to America. And they have more of total land, but when I went to arable land, in other words, farmable land, they have 3 million acres less than we do. We have 28 million acres of farmland, as I understand it, and they have about 25. But their population is 4.1 times as large as ours. And I've been told all my life that we, you know, pretty quick we wouldn't be able to feed ourselves. Well, now, isn't it amazing that we are importing food from a country that has 3 million less acres to produce from, has 4.1 times more people, and they still got food to import to us? I mean, if people don't wake up to what the heck our leaders, if you can call them that, are doing to this nation, I mean, it's just no excuse. No excuse for people to be standing around twiddling their thumbs when what's happening is going on in this nation is going on. We ought to have every day rallied someplace like the illegal aliens do, you know, protesting what in the world they're doing to this country.
You know, you and I kind of hatched out of the same hollow log. We're about almost the same age, and we both had the original same background. I remember very well all the time that you and I were starting in agriculture, starting buying land and this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were told, hey, the American farmer is the most efficient producer in the world. Nobody can produce as efficiently as we can. Now, there are a few too many farmers.
Yep.
And once we get rid of those inefficient farmers, hey, the rest of you, are there, you're going to be gazillionaires.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear that story?
Yeah, I heard it lots, and I also heard lots and lots that, Manning, you can't do it unless you borrow money. You've got to use somebody else's money and leverage your assets, and that's the only way you can grow.
Takes money to make money.
You betcha.
That's
until I begin to ask, well, now, how come it is that we, the producer, work hard producing everything? And I asked a lot of people this question. You have a job, and you earn a living, right? And don't everybody you know? Yeah. Then if we're all working and producing wealth or getting paid for our services, why in the world are we constantly getting deeper in debt every day? And all I hear is, man, that's an awful good question, but I don't have the answer. And the answer is very simple. We have a money system that is based upon IOUs. They loan us what they owe us. It goes on their books as a liability. We have to borrow from them in order to get it. But our loan, our promise to pay, is enforceable in court, so they can take everything we own, and theirs is not. You can't enforce their IOU for anything. So they get everything for nothing, and yet it's always the banker that tells you there's no such thing as a free lunch, and he gets everything for free.
And we're going to run out of time here. But, you know, once upon a time, our founding fathers could see through all of this, and they said, no, we're not going to have a central bank. And it was Woodrow Wilson back in 1913 that literally went into the business of destroying our economy here in this great country. Dale, it's our Byron Dale. It's been a pleasure having you as a guest on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Buy his book for $12. You certainly won't regret that. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you.
with recent